On this week's edition of White Spot Giants This Week, former Giants defenseman Darian Skio joins me for a two-part conversation about his fascinating, unconventional journey through the Western Hockey League. Skio was a fan favorite with the Vancouver Giants for the two seasons that he was with the team, and he has spent the previous two seasons at Carleton University, taking advantage of his WHL scholarship with the Carleton Ravens. I'm Dan O'Connor, and this is White Spot Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. Okay, so when I mention the name Darian Skio, it is a name that elicits a wonderfully positive reaction from those that have played with him, those that have coached him, those that have broadcasted for him. And really, you know, not to flatter our next guest too crazily, but I have not met a single person that has a negative thing to say about my my next guest. Darian Skio's tenure with the Vancouver Giants only lasted two full seasons, and yet the impact, I think anyway, of Darian Skio is still being positively felt today by many in the organization. I'm very pleased to have Darian Skio joining me now from his family home in Ontario. Darian, how's that for an intro, pal? How are you? It's good to have you on the show, man. Great to finally connect with you again.
That was pretty good. I'm flattered, for sure. It's good to talk to you. It's been a while, for sure.
Yeah, and obviously with the current times and the current climate that we find ourselves in, it's, you know, I think we all have a bit more time on our hands and we're all kind of trying to figure this out together. Before we dive into kind of what you're up to these days and before we kind of take a trip down memory lane together, why don't you give us just a sense of kind of what a day in the current life of Darian Skio looks like? Where are you living? Are you doing school? Are you training, doing a little bit of everything? Why don't you give us a sense of kind of what life looks like for you today?
Well, right now, it's there's not too much going on, especially where I am. I'm in the field cutoff in Ontario. It's just around Sturgeon Falls, which is pretty close to North Bay, about an hour and a half south of where I grew up in New Liskeard. My parents got a place here on the water. An average day, there's not much going on other than morning routine. I wake up and then usually do a quick workout or go for a run. And then it's usually trying to decide what I'm going to do for the rest of the day because I'm not taking classes right now. I'm enrolled in some summer classes in the second part of summer, but that doesn't start for a little bit. So it's nice being here instead of cooped up in an apartment in Ottawa where I usually am, because I can at least get outside and there's four-wheelers, and I've definitely got that stuck a few times back in the bush. But my afternoons are pretty free right now, that's for sure.
Well, and hopefully, Darian, the important thing is that you're healthy, your family's healthy, and that everyone is in decent spirits and enjoying the family time together. That is certainly the hope.
Yeah.
So your junior hockey career was, kind of a saying along the lines of the road less traveled and maybe a little bit of an unconventional journey, which ultimately led you to the Giants and the Western Hockey League. But you've told me this story before, but I know our fans would love to hear it. Tell us a little bit about the journey from being drafted into the Ontario Hockey League to ultimately joining the Western Hockey League at age 18. Summarize that journey for us as detailed as you'd like as to kind of how that all came to be.
It's actually a pretty funny story. So played, after I got drafted to North Bay, it was like 14th round, 200 and something overall. I was pretty flattered for sure, but I still wasn't near the skating level or puck handling skills that I needed to play in the OHL. So I played, when I was 16, I played in the NOJHL, the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, and that was fun. It was a good way to kind of put a foot in the door, But after that, I moved. My dad was working. He's company in Calgary, so I went out with him and went to a summer skate, I believe, like a spring camp for the Calgary Mustangs in Calgary. And somehow they liked me and offered to sign me out of there. So I ended up doing that. And then playing on the Mustangs, one of my teammates had an agent, Adam Berg, but the agent was Jim Shepherd. And I lucked out. I somehow caught his eye, and he has helped me throughout all of this big time. I wasn't sure what I was going to do my 18-year-old year. I didn't know if I was going to go back to Ontario or what. I started talking to him, and he started mentioning maybe staying out west, which I was a fan of. I loved Calgary, still do. And it kind of just went from there. I called North Bay and asked for my release, and I cleared waivers from the O and the Q, I believe, and then got a tryout offer with Lethbridge.
So all of a sudden, you are an Ontario kid who's setting some hockey roots down in the province of Alberta. That first season for you with the Calgary Mustangs, it was a solid one. I mean, 5 goals in 56 games, 118 penalty minutes. You play in a few playoff games, and then you touched on the tryout with Lethbridge. I mean, usually, go on.
I was quite nervous. You made your juniors a big step up from junior A, and being an older guy too, you have a little something else to prove, being 18 going in as a rookie. So camp went really well there, and I got to know the GM there, Peter Anholt, which was he's a fantastic guy. And it was a little nerve-wracking for sure, especially being 18. You feel like it's kind of your last kick at the can for major junior. So I was super happy to stay with Lethbridge, and then my journey started to Vancouver the year after that, which was amazing for sure.
Darian Skio, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week. Darian, tell me a little bit about year one with Lethbridge. Do you have a Maybe it was like a welcome to the WHL moment. Either there was like a shift you remember, and or it might have even been a conversation with a coach, and then all of a sudden maybe the light bulb turned on for you, and you kind of realized that even at age 18, yeah, okay, I got this. I can help this team win.
There's definitely a moment that I still kind of laugh at. So in Lethbridge, one of my best friends that I met in Calgary working out at Crash Conditioning there, his name's Brady Regan. He was on Lethbridge at the time and played the year before, and he started out in Regina, I believe. But he always, when I first got there, he always wanted me to get into a fight. And I did it a little bit, 16, 17 in juniors. But I was a little nervous because a lot more people in front of you, and you don't want to get into your first fight in front of a bunch of people and kind of get beat up. But we went up to Swift Current, and I believe it was our third game, and I was still kind of in and out of the lineup for sure. And I ended up getting into a fight, and it went pretty well for me. So I think that was kind of more of like a okay, welcome to the league kind of thing for me. And I started to feel a little more comfortable with myself. And then it actually wasn't until we were in Vancouver playing at the old Coliseum, and I got into a fight with Taylor Crunk. And then it went pretty well for me again. And after that, I started to get a little bit of respect from some of the other guys. And especially being an 18-year-old rookie, it wasn't, Lethbridge was really good, but in your own mind, you feel like you have something more to prove. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. And I mean, I, you know, you certainly had earned that respect. I mean, going into our season together, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in due course, Darian. But I mean, was that always kind of part of your identity? I mean, even back into some of the earlier days and seasons, I mean, was it always kind of a toughness that you maybe tried or didn't try to kind of show when you were on the ice? Or is that maybe a component of your game that sort of evolved, as you kind of hinted to, with a bit of time and experience?
I think I always kind of, from growing up in New Lisker too, all my buddies and us, we always used to wrestle, and we kind of grew up like that. And as soon as I got to junior A in the NOJHL, I know a bunch of my buddies were trying to get me to fight. So eventually I got into a fight there, and it went well for me again. And it was the first little bit, it was almost figuring out if I could take a punch in a fight, because I was a little nervous to get beat up. But it was something that I think I've always kind of had in me, definitely passed down from my grandfather on my mom's side. But I think I always had it in me, but it just kind of took a little bit to get used to. And obviously, the more you get into them, the better you get at them, practice. And when I was 16 in the NOJHL, I had a coach named Zane Neely, and he kind of taught me how to protect myself in a fight, because what you've seen my fights, I'm not the most aggressive fighter. I kind of like to keep my head on. So I think it started to progress after my first year in the NOJHL.
I want to circle back to the Lethbridge season once yep. again here, Darren, if I may. The Lethbridge Hurricanes, kind of right around when you joined them, that finally something kind of started to click with that organization. I mean, if you recall, yep. they were a team that, you know, through the early parts of the 2010s onward, they really struggled. I mean, they had a tough time winning games. They went through a few coaching changes and so forth. But that season, I mean, I'm looking at the roster that you had. Braden Burke had 109 points. Tyler Wong had 89 points. You know, Andrew Nielsen had 70 points on the back end. The Hurricanes were really starting to come into their own. Tell me a little bit about what that journey was like, taking a team that and the parallels ultimately that you would go on to see with the Vancouver Giants, you know, taking a team that had their struggles and leading them back to respectability. How rewarding was that process with Lethbridge?
Well, it was amazing. If my D partner was Nielsen for a couple nights in a row, I'd feel pretty good about myself. You can pass that guy the puck and he'll break it out for you, no problem. So, it was definitely a good locker room. And I think the biggest thing in winning is enjoying your teammates and enjoying the time, practice and all that. And we had a good room, so that helped a lot. But I got to give it to Peter Anholt. That guy has definitely turned the Hurricanes around. I'm not saying anything bad about them before, but he's done some amazing stuff there for sure.
So with with Lethbridge and kind of that rise, your rookie season in the WHL is all kind of coming together. Bit of a sidetrack question. In your days in Lethbridge, Darian, did you ever cross paths with Michael Dick?
Pardon me?
Did you ever cross paths with Michael Dick, who would have been coaching the Bantam team right around then, would eventually go on to coach with the Vancouver Giants?
No, we didn't end up crossing paths.
Unfortunate, because I think you two would have hit it off famously.
I've been told.
So the Lethbridge Hurricanes go to the playoffs that year. You appear in four playoff games. Take us into your first taste of WHL playoff hockey, and what are some of the things that you remember about that series?
Well, I was suspended the first game, I believe, so I didn't get into that one. And I was still kind of sixth defenseman. I was playing most of the games, but that was a funny playoff run for sure. I actually ended up playing a few shifts on forward, which was completely unknown to me, that's for sure.
Darian Skio, of Vancouver Giants fame, spent two seasons with the Vancouver Giants and has recently finished his second season playing with Carleton University, my guest on White Spot Giants this week. So now all of a sudden you're a full season deep into the WHL. You've just gone through a playoff run. 106 penalty minutes, 59 games. All is well in the world of Darian Skio. And then if my memory serves correctly, we're talking like the eve of the 2016-17 season, a day or two before this begins, your phone rings and you're told that you're heading to Vancouver in a trade. Tell us about that day.
The radio station, and we were supposed to, I forget what we were supposed to do there, but I got a text from the GM saying, or a text or a call saying, don't worry about that kind of thing, come in and have a chat. Went in and met with Peter Anholt, and he kind of explained the trade to me, saying kind of what Lethbridge was looking for at the time, and switching with Vancouver. Lethbridge said they're looking for a little bit more skilled. Mandel, definitely a lot more skilled defenseman, but no, it was obviously at the start, I was kind of a little bit upset because all my friends were there and I was having a good time, and I felt like preseason went really well. And then when I got traded, I actually was heading to Calgary because I went to Calgary for 4 or 5 days instead of going straight to Vancouver because I had camp in Anaheim.
Right.
And then I flew directly from Anaheim straight to Vancouver. And it was pretty funny. I met my roommate. He picked me up late at the airport. Kind of met my billets really quickly as I got in, and then woke up and had to get ready to play a game with a complete team of strangers. So it was interesting, but it didn't take very long for me to kind of find a home in Vancouver.
So two questions that come up immediately, Darian. Who was your roommate, and do you remember the first game as a Giant, who it was against, and how, like, kind of what that process was like, and kind of what you remember about, you know, kind of the emotions and the ebbs and flows that kind of went with going into a dressing room full of strangers and having to go into battle?
Yeah, that was... I think my first game was pretty memorable for sure. If I can remember correctly, I might have hit the carpet just before O Canada and took out Jack the Giant as well. I didn't have any nerves after that. My nerves were completely gone going into a new barn and wiping out on the carpet. I kind of just had to laugh it off. We were playing PG, and I think it was the third or fourth game in the season. It was a game, but... And for my roommate, I was living with Jack Flamin. I've been so fortunate in my WHL career. In Lethbridge, I lived with the Dodds, Linda and Kevin Dodd, and they were amazing to me. And then when I got traded, living with Kendra and Emma and Aiden and Sean was just unbelievable. I got especially being an older guy, because Kendra's house, it's pretty busy at times, and me and Jack kind of got along really, really well. So I'm extremely fortunate for my billets during my time in Vancouver and in Lethbridge for sure.
So a little piece of White Spot Giants this week trivia, or kind of a neat irony, if you will. Your first game with the Vancouver Giants, I would have been the broadcaster on the other side with the Prince George Cougars. Darian Skio, 2 assists and a +2 in that game. I remember that game vividly because I don't think either goaltender felt like making a save that night. It was a 7-6 win, and it was kind of one of those last shot, you win kind of games. I remember it being very crazy, and we left that night thinking, my, oh my, thank God that game is over. But
yeah.
So season one with the Vancouver Giants, you touched on the fact that the nerves went away fairly quickly, and then...
Yep.
You know, things that season started pretty well for the Giants. I mean, Tyler Benson was healthy. Ty Ronning was scoring. You know, players like Dawson Holt and James Malm and Dylan Plouffe, they're all start. Even though you're still very new to the WHL, the fit with the Vancouver Giants that season for you was seamless. What were some?
Yeah.
What were some? Made it so successful in your mind?
Yeah, so I started to feel really comfortable pretty quickly. Definitely, obviously, billets help with that, and the guys, and then being an older guy too, and then I think the coaches gave me some opportunity to kind of show what I had, and I think confidence was a huge part of my game. So if I was feeling off, I'd overhandle the puck or take too long to make a decision. And right from the start, feeling comfortable and feeling confident, I think that's what really, really helped me along in Vancouver. And then obviously getting a high ankle sprain right around Christmas, just before Christmas time, was pretty tough for me.
Well, and I mean, obviously, with the benefit of a bit of hindsight and a bit of research, you know, into that season after the fact for me, you know, joining the team when I did, I mean, there were murmurs, Darian, about you were having an MVP type season with the Vancouver Giants. Your impact with the team was as such. Not to reopen old wounds necessarily, but you touched on the you touched on the injury. I mean, that could not have been easy, you know, having the type of season that you were having and then all of a sudden to have to shut it down. Talk about that chapter of life, the adversity and maybe that balance of letting that further fuel your fire, but also not being able to be there for your teammates in the throes of battle.
Yeah, absolutely. I think me being the type of player I am, I always want to be on the ice with the guys, and not being able to and watching from the stands was getting pretty tough on me. It's hard battling an injury like that when off the start you don't really know how long you're going to be out. And so you keep trying to, I think I kept trying to do a little bit too much, and I re-injured it a couple times, and then I eventually got some bad news that I was done for the season. So it was tough for sure going back to Calgary while everybody's still playing and starting things over after a high ankle sprain. It feels pretty weird to skate when you first get back on skates after that. So it's tough for sure, but I think it definitely helped me.
Well, the 20-year-old season for Darian Skio would be memorable for several reasons. Way less significantly for the fact that he and I got to spend a season together when that ultimately came to be. We'll touch on that. We'll touch on much more when this conversation with Darian Skio continues. This is White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.